Hey friends, welcome to another edition of Thrasher Opera House Presents. It is our great podcast here on YouTube and Spotify, and we're really excited to be joined by Matt Schofield, great guitar player, is going to be doing a show here in Green Lake coming up on November 10th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets, they're going quickly. So thrasheroperahouse.com or give us a call here at the office and get those tickets, but they are going quick. So it's a low ticket alert, we're putting it out there. But Matt, welcome to the show, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're excited to have you coming up here. I'm hearing this is your first trip to Wisconsin.
It is, amazingly enough. Yeah, I've been touring the U.S., I mean, top to bottom, coast to coast for 13 years this year. But somehow Wisconsin has remained elusive to me. So it's, I think it's like one of the five remaining states, including Alaska and Hawaii. I haven't done those either. But there's it's one of the few left that I've never been to, so it's really exciting to finally come and play for the folks there, you know.
So if I say the word spotted cow, do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Not really, no, I don't think I do.
Perfect. We'll explain that to you when you get here, bud. Very popular beverage here, so we'll talk more about that. But let's talk about the guitarist that you are. You know, British born and now U.S. based. You know, what got you into playing guitar?
The here in the blues. You know, I wasn't one of those people that was playing and then found the blues. I found the blues and went, well, I want to do that too. So just growing up, my dad had a great record collection, and I would hear it, hear him playing stuff, and gradually became more, you know, deeper and deeper into it until I've told this story many times in the last 30 years, but B.B. King, I had a VHS cassette of him that we recorded off British TV, and it was a snippet of a concert, and I was just completely mesmerized by it. Wasn't sure how to start being B.B. King, aged 11 or 12 at the time. Where do you begin, you know? And then, you know, listening to his records, and then saw another clip of B.B. sitting in with Stevie Ray Vaughan and Albert Collins, and all of them jamming together, the three of them. First of all, what was amazing is that they were, you know, all playing on the same song, but you couldn't find three more distinctive sounds,
right?
Three of those, and came to realize later they're all in a different tuning, even they're playing together, but they all tune their guitars differently. And there was something incredibly appealing to about that for me, you know. I was like, maybe I can do it too, maybe if I find a sound as well, I could stand along there and do it as well. So and that was it. Just, I went and got a band, I had a band within a month of that, age 13. And it's been gigs ever since, you know. And it was always about playing in a band for me, you know, playing with other human beings. So that's always, I also realized that later, but that's how I learned, you know, was playing with other musicians. Probably the last of the garage band generation, you know, really. These days people, and obviously I do some instructional stuff these days, you know, and with a company called True Fire, I have some instructional videos. Well, it's all online, you know, interactive these days. There's a lot more of that these days. Back then, I was like probably, yeah, one of the last generations to just get in the room with my mates and hammer it out until we sounded all right, you know. So it's been, yeah, 33 years of doing that. So
that's such a great story, and I love the fact that, you know, just getting together and jamming with people is like a great way to learn, right? You can do all the textbook stuff, you can do all the chord stuff, you can learn all the notes and all these things, but just getting together in a room with people and figuring it out, sometimes it may not be great, a lot of times there's some, you know, things that you grow with in there. It's a really incredible way to learn.
That's what we did. Yeah.
Yeah. You talked about the music education side of things. You're very involved in that. Talk about that passion.
Yeah. You know, it's something that I probably came to later, and it's an art to itself. You know, I had to learn how to teach effectively, because I was never a guitar teacher. I've never done like one-on-one lessons or anything like that. I was always a touring and recording artist. But, you know, these days with the way the music industry is, and certainly blues has never been, for most artists, hugely rewarded. You know, you have to look for various other income streams. And I was always reluctant to do that stuff, and always very busy on the road. You know, it's always been in and out and like that. So it was tricky to figure out a way to combine that. And then, I happened across True Fire. Actually, I think it was Robin Ford that first mentioned it to me, because he was doing it and he recommended me. And then a couple of other friends kind of connected me with it. But I thought, well, you know, if I checked it out, if Robin's doing it, then that speaks volumes for it. And it's just been an absolute kind of game changer, actually, for me, and in terms of being able to do that when I'm, you know, along with being a touring and recording artist. And so then I found I really enjoyed it. You know, it was something, like I say, a little reluctant at first. But we really put a lot into making sure that there's something everybody can get out of the lessons. And so the feedback's been amazing for it, you know, the knock-on effect is it brings people to the shows as well. So almost every show now, when I'm talking to people after the show, they say, oh, I got your True Fire course, you know, it's really helped me out. And so there's nothing more rewarding than that, than it being able to kind of pass it back on and share the stuff, because it's a language. Blues is, you know, and blues guitar is a language of its own. You know, it's a form of communication and expression, and that's what we're trying to do. So if we can get more people speaking the language of blues guitar, then it's a good all round, right?
So the question I have for you is, great singer as well. Did that come first and then the guitar, or did you just have to sing?
Yeah, I just had to sing, you know. It was like, well, somebody's got to do it, you know. Right. I always, you know, and in my first band, in my high school band, that, as I say, we got together in the room and we would share duties on that. And then I was just you know, the guitar player in blues bands in Europe for a fair few years before I started my own thing. So I was just playing guitar then, so the singing took a back seat. And then when I started my own trio in 2002, we started going out as the Matt Schofield Trio in Europe. We were doing, you know, kind of probably a third instrumental stuff then as well. But it's like, I gotta sing as well here. And so, you know, one day when I grow up, hopefully it'll be as good as the guitar playing. I kind of feel like I've grown up in public that with that, you know, but that's okay. But you know, a lot of my favorite guys, well, not everybody's BB King, you know, that sings, right, and plays the best, you know, he's the best singer and he's the best guitar player. But I like hearing people sing their own music, you know, I won't say for better or for worse, you know, but I'd rather hear that. And so, yeah, we just kind of carried on. And it seemed important to me to have original stuff that was me singing it, you know, like that completes the pack. All my heroes did, you know. So that's, yeah, kind of a necessity. And then somehow you find yourself, and it makes you a better player as well, sing. So for the guitarists out there that don't sing, it feeds back into your own playing and you know, the natural way of vocalizing. Once you get a grip on that, it informs your guitar playing too, and makes your guitar playing more vocal, I suppose.
You know, in blues is the genre, you know, people understand and get. However, there are different varieties and different players and how they play those. You talked about the great trinity that you kind of watched in B.B. King and Albert Collins and Stevie Ray Vaughan all into one. Is there a certain, like, definitive style you prefer?
No. In fact, what I prefer is hearing someone with a voice on the instrument. You know what I mean? And that's what all the greats had, is they had a sound. And all my heroes, you know, it's really easy these days, you know, because these guys have come up with it all already. So you can just go, oh, I like a bit of that, I like a bit of that, and you mash it all up. So it's really easy to put it together, but maybe harder to make it sound like yourself, you know. So that's the whole thing. But yeah, I mean, I like more it, so not so much in terms of the guitar playing, but the music as a whole, you know. I like stuff that's kind of swinging and funky, and you know, a lot of the music that came out of New Orleans as well, which isn't really a guitar town. So and a lot, you know, I enjoy a lot of jazz. It's always the bluesier kind of jazz, but a lot of the kind of classic stuff. Oscar Peterson, the piano player, is one of my huge heroes, one of my biggest influences, just in terms of phrasing and timing and, you know, his improvisational flow. I've been hugely informed by him. So after a while, I don't really think, you know, the guitar just happens to be the medium you choose to express yourself. And in the case of someone like Oscar Peterson, it was the piano, but he would have been an amazing musician on whichever instrument he picked up. So, I think of it like that, really. I suppose I play guitar music, but it's just music that happens to use the guitar, something, you know. It just becomes broader after a while.
We're talking with Matt Schofield. He's going to do a great show coming up here on Friday, November 10th at Thrasher Opera House. Grab your tickets, thrasheroperahouse.com. I guess, Matt, kind of maybe give us a little preview of what our great guests are in store for.
Oh, yeah, we're just going to try and do our best to take you on a little journey over the course of the show. That's kind of, I've realized over the years, that's my thing, you know, in this world of Instagram and TikTok and stuff, where it's like 1 minute clips of things. What I do I've never felt really fits into 1 minute, you know. There's an arc over the course of the show, and we, you know, because we improvise and the feel of the room and the sound and the feedback from the audience, it all creates, you know, a one-off kind of moment. So every gig is different, and that's how we like to play it. So hopefully it'll be you know, an experience, right? So that you have to be there, because to play how we play, you have to kind of be in the moment, you know, and forget about what just happened or what's coming, and just, you know, listen and play the music like that. So we enjoy taking people on that journey with us and making them feel something the same way that my heroes really made me feel something visceral, you know, when I listen to them play. And so we're just trying to put that same experience back out there, that's live, real, and honest, and sincere, and in the moment. That's what we're going for.
Yeah, that's a real experience, no doubt about that. I always like the chance to get folks to chat about your band a little bit. Who you got out there with you?
Yeah, I'm lucky to be bringing a couple of chaps from Miami, actually, that I've been working with on and off for 9 years now. We've been playing together. I mean, I have different bands that I draw upon just because of the nature of the business. So who's, you know, everybody's doing all kinds of things. But Aaron Glukoff on drums, and Rodrigo Zambrano, better known as Digo, on bass. And they're just a great guy. They were very young when we met, you know. Aaron was like 25, hadn't played that much blues, but he was really keen to do it, to learn and find out about it. And so yeah, we did our first tour in 2014. It's amazing. And on and off. So I always call these guys whenever I can, and there's a great energy, and just very talented young musicians, you know. So
looking happy forward to it.
And we also have a little guest vocal from on a few tracks from my partner Christine Tambakis, who's a wonderful singer, and it just adds another nice little flavor when everybody's heard plenty of guitar, you know. It's good to a fresh sound as well. So it's that's become a really cool thing over the last six or seven years, you know.
Fantastic. Well, hey, Matt, we are so looking forward to you to getting up here to Wisconsin to give you that good Midwest vibe and good Wisconsin feel. So we can't wait to see you here coming up on Friday, November the 10th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available right now, so get those if you'd like. Safe travels, Matt, and we'll talk to you real soon. Thanks so much for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. And yeah, looking forward to next week. It's going to be great.
Take care.
Thank you, mate.